message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And I know that God is going to do something in someone's life in Jesus' name. We started this series last week on the wonders of his worship. And we looked last week at what is the worship of God. The worship of God is the honor of God, the respect of God, and of course, adoring God. Adore, adore, adore. Jesus, I adore you. Na-na-na-na. I adore. Adore, adore. Jesus, I adore you. And I adore you. Jesus, I adore you. I adore. I adore you. There is no me without you, Lord. You made me what I am. When I'm weak, you're always strong. When I am You're always strong. There is no me without you, Lord. No me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Lord. No me without you, Lord. There is no me without you, Jesus. Let's just move on in the message briefly. I'll try to cut as much as I can so that we can move back to worship. The worship of God is also the ardent love and devotion to God. Ardent love and devotion to God. Of course, I said last week that God expects us to worship Him in John chapter 4 verse 23. The Bible says the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. So God expects us to worship Him. And of course last week I said what is in worship? I said number one, worship makes you a wonder to your world. I think I remember that I spoke about David in Psalm 71, verse 7. I'm a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. David became a wonder because he was a worshiper. The Bible says seven times a day, Psalm 119, verse 164, he was involved in praise and in worship. Seven times in a day. He was involved in prayer three times. But he was involved in worship of God seven times a day. He was a dedicated worshiper. No wonder David became a wonder to his world. Everybody was shocked at David's outcome. He was somebody that you could not understand. He became like an enigma. He became a wonder to the entirety of his world. I said, number two, what is in worship? I said, worship makes you noticed and recognized. Many of us, it's as if nobody knows us in our family. Nobody knows us even in the church. In the street, nobody knows you. Nobody, as if nobody even wants to reckon with you. It's as if you are not noticed, you are not recognized. When you become a worshiper, you are easily noticed. You are singled out of the crowd. You are brought out. It's as if nobody noticed you before you started worshiping. But when you start to worship, all of a sudden, you are noticed. God notices you. Friends notice you. And even the devil will notice you that you are alive. There are some people, the devil doesn't even bother to notice them because their life doesn't count at all. when a Christian gets to a level where even the devil doesn't bother about him, then that person has become a nonentity instead of a celebrity. But as we worship God further tonight, I see you becoming a celebrity in the name of Jesus. No one here will be a nonentity in Jesus' name. And I spoke extensively about that woman in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 50, who saw Jesus and poured oil on him. She kissed him. She recognized his presence. And everybody else was looking at her and saying, why is this lady wasting her life and wasting her time? She said, I'm not wasting my life. Jesus said, this thing that this woman have done, they will talk about it everywhere. The way she has worshipped me. And there's something I didn't tell you last week. Because the oil she expended on Jesus is not just oil. In those days, they store wealth in oil. The wealth of the people is stored in oil. So when you have a lot of oil, that's why when that widow needed something, the man of God said, oh yeah, go inside the room. And then oil began to flow. And then she was able to sell the oil. Hello? She was able to sell the oil and then she was able to pay off her debt. And Elijah just left. So oil was stored in wealth was stored in the form of oil at that time. She wasted that oil. It's like the way we worship God sometimes. We say, why are these people just doing this? It's as if we are wasting our life. It's as if we are wasting our time. But it makes him to notice us. Number three, what is in worship? Worship makes heaven to seek you. I said last week that many are going from one place to another, seeking God, going from one mountain to another. A young man came to me for prayer some years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, who just came down from a staircase of 670 staircase mountain. And what he went for, he didn't get it. He came back to come and pray at the ground floor. Yeah. And if only he was a worshiper. If only he knows how to point and touch true worship, he will get his desire. You will get your desire tonight in Jesus' name. Having said that briefly tonight, why is worship necessary? Talk about that briefly and then we'll go further into more worship. Why is worship necessary? Number one, worship is necessary because it is the key to the blessing. It is the key to the blessing. It is the key to the blessing. Worship is a form of service. In Exodus 23, verse 25, Exodus 23, verse 25, you shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your bread and your water. He will take the sickness and disease away from you. So our God is a God that blesses us when we serve him. And when you worship God, you are actually serving him. That's why the devil does everything to ensure that you and I don't worship God. He makes us want to concentrate on what we don't have. I don't have a car. I don't have a passport with visa to the UK. I don't have good suits. I don't have GP like that, my friend. It makes us to look at what we don't have. Not knowing that when we go into worship, deeper and deeper worship, we're able to get everything we want. You will agree with me that Abraham was blessed. All through the scripture, it was very obvious. In Genesis 22, verse 3, the Bible talked about his wealth, how he was so wealthy in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He had everything you can think of. Talking about Abraham, our father. Very blessed. Genesis 22, verse 3. But this same Abraham, in Genesis 19, verse 27, was a worshiper. Genesis 19, verse, he had a secret place of worship. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before God. In some versions of the Bible says, in the place where he went to worship God. Abraham the great, Abraham the blessed, Abraham the rich, Abraham the prosperous, was also Abraham the worshiper. He had a secret place of worship. No wonder Abraham never lacked anything. He had 318 servants that serve him. 318 people that are under his service. That he just calls them, please, I need this, I need this. 318. Even our vice president here just has few. And they still sack some of them recently. just few people to be helping him carry his briefcase. He's still sacks on. He had 318, and all of them will eat. All of them will wear good clothes. And all of them probably will have cars. We have wives and children. 318. Not 18, no. 318. 318 servants. The same man had a place of worship. He could still bow before God. He could still kneel before God. Not the kind of the things we see now where you see believers that to bow before God is a challenge. It's as if the back is cast with Dangote cement. Who bow down and worship Yahweh. That is, I'm going to bow down and worship. And then one is just looking like this. Abraham was a man. He was on the floor. He was worshiping. He could be there for hours. Like I used to do while I was in university. I wasn't so good in worship like I probably am a little better now. So I'll be playing music in my small cassette player that my grandfather gave to me. No, not much CDs at that time. Cassettes. So I'll just be playing worship and I'll be on the floor. Hours. Just worshiping. On the bare floor. No rug, nothing. Just on the floor. Just worshiping and worshiping and worshiping and worshiping. And just worshiping. And just worshiping. And just worshiping. You are great, yes. You are holy God. You walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. You reign in majesty. My God. Everything about you is great. You reign. You reign in majesty. My worship necessary. Number one, worship is necessary because it is the key to the blessing. Number two, why is worship necessary? Worship is necessary because it is our duty. Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Isaiah 43 verse 21, these people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. They will worship me. One of the reasons why I created them is for them to worship me. I created them for them to do obeisance to me. I created them for them to do something for me I can't do for myself. That is what I want from them. I want them to worship me. I want them to worship me. I want them to adore me. That's my desire. And so, it's our duty. May you not fail in your duty. I say, may you not fail in your duty. I say, may you not fail in your duty. May all of us never fail in our duty. A day without worship is like a wasted day. A day without referencing God. A day without saying, thank you, Lord. Just cruising in the day. Just wake up in the morning and just watching series of films without saying, thank you. You deserve the glory and the honor as we lift our voice, as we bless your holy name.
For you are great. You do miracles. There is no one else like you. For you are good, you do miracles. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
No one like him. No one we can compare to him. Remember that song? I search and search and search. There's no one like him. Do you remember the key? To worship God is worship gives you access to secrets of heaven. Many are searching for secrets. How do I know my life partner? How do I know the business God wants me to do? How do I know the path God wants me to take? Am I in the right course? Am I in the right state? Am I supposed to be here or supposed to be somewhere else? What is God's plan for me? The secrets are revealed in the place of worship. In Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, the Bible tells us, Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29, that the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed to us, it is in the place of worship that they are revealed to us. Tonight, it will be revealed to you. I say it will be revealed to you. And it will be revealed also to your children. The place of worship is the place of revelation. The place of worship is the place of illumination. Illumination. The place of worship is the place of enlightenment. Somebody say enlightenment. Enlightenment. Say my people are destroyed. Why? Because they lack knowledge. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. But tonight, revelation is coming for you. In this month, as we worship God intensely, revelation is coming for you. In the dream of the night, you will see revelations. Did I hear you say amen?
Amen. Seated on the throne. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Seated on the throne.
Up and then we'll go into worship. All the songs we'll be singing is not prepared. This is my outline. There's no song written here. They're just songs that are flowing out of the depth of intensity of intimacy. Thank you, Jesus. So let's just study this up and we'll go into it. And let's just let loose in God's presence. Worship also Number one, I said, why must we worship God? I said, worship is necessary because it's the key to the blessing. Number two, worship is necessary because it's our duty. Number three, it gives us access to secret. Number four, worship is a sign of love. And I love this part. Worshiping God is a sign that one loves God. Somebody say, how do I know if somebody loves God or not? They worship. In Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, the B part, he said, love is as strong as death. Love is as strong as death. Love is as strong as death. Somebody say a big amen. Love is as strong as death. When you worship God, it shows the intensity of your love. That's why when a husband loves his wife, it's almost beginning to look like he's adoring her somehow. When a wife truly loves the husband, you don't need to ask, do you love him? It becomes very obvious. It's not something that you need to begin to ask questions. When there's questions, something is wrong. When you worship, your love is expressed. You just express it. You just express it. You just express it. You just release it and you do it effortlessly. You don't need cajoling. You don't need anybody to... You don't feel like going to wee-wee at that time. You don't feel like picking a call out of anybody at that time. You don't feel like doing anything like that at that time. Because you are in an intercourse. You are in a relationship. You are in the depth of relationship. So, all you want to feel is you want to feel heaven. You just want to feel His touch. It's like God is right there. And you are right there with Him. And tonight, somebody is going to feel God in the deepest of ways in Jesus' name. So I round up tonight. Ways to worship God. Number one, worship Him in song and melody. Melody. Let the melody flow out of your heart. Today, there's a melody in my heart today. It just flows out. It just flows out. In melody, in songs. Listen, many of us, one of the reasons why we don't worship God is because we think that our voices are not okay. Can I shock you? Your voice is perfect before God. That's your voice. It's perfect before God. That's why when you see a lady getting married to somebody else, and then you say, how can this guy marry this kind of lady? She's so perfect to him. You see a guy marrying a lady, and you look at that guy. Babe, is that the guy? As in, that guy. As in, you mean that guy? Okay, but she can die because of that guy. Because she looks pleasant to him. She looks awesome to him. That's what love can do. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Your voice might not be sonorous to you. In fact, the key of your voice might not be on any of these our keyboards. But He still loves you the way you are. If every one of us were always on a key D, every one of us, we always use the same key, the world won't be interesting. If everybody was just a man, the world would be interesting. If everybody was just a woman, the world would be interesting. If everybody had your voice, the world would be interesting. It is in the multitude of diversity of voices that heaven is glorified. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He loves you just the way you are. As you have come here tonight, He's already expectant. God's mouth is already watering, waiting for what you want to offer. That's why you can't just give Him shabbily. Yes, take it. Let's take it. Can I shock you? He has not condemned you. He loves me. I cannot say why.
He loves me. I cannot say why.
On Calvary tree, He suffered
for me. He loves me. I cannot say why.
Let me just give us one more point, and then, or two more, and then I'll shut down. Worship, ways to worship, number one, songs and melody, number two, through offerings and seeds, through sacrifices. We can offer Him that too. He will accept it. And number three, where we stop tonight, I'll cut off all the other things that we want to talk about because time is moving. Ways to worship, number three, is to worship Him in tongues and with spiritual songs. You can worship God in tongues. You don't necessarily have to worship Him with words all the time. Well, we're going to do that now for just 2 minutes. And then we'll just take a flight. You just worship. You don't need the keyboard. You don't need any instrument. All on your own. And then you will see His manifest presence in your life, in your business, in your ministry, in the life of your children, in your studies. Things that were crawling before will begin to move at the speed of light. Things that were not working before will just begin to work. Sickness will just take a flight. And challenges will just take a flight. And for somebody here tonight, tonight is that night for you in the name of Jesus. If you believe me, say a big amen.
Amen.
If you are set, say a big amen.
Amen.
Rise up on your feet. Enakota nani kalia da da karaba babara bada bada bada. Leko shakra da 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 bada 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 bada. Roshe kele babara babara reboshi kla da 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 da. Nikwane nikolo brada da 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 ba shekle gegede boro brosi tre de gede abu. Lift up your hands.
pray in the Holy Ghost. Jibale la jie la bale le tute la nabae le tue. Worship him in the spirit. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. Worship him, worship him. Worship him. Worship him.
Yeah.
run away. And we'll stand in Thee, Holy Be God. You may profess and say, and we'll stand in Thee. You're like one Zion that can never be moved. Say, and we'll stand in Thee. Your baby is crying to you, oh God. Oh. Like God, we glorify your name. I like that you know the one who's glorified. Hey, your name is full of God. Come on, my mind and pass yourself. Somebody lift your voice and drop down quality in that situation. That God will bless you that situation with fire. together. What a mighty God we
say.
Hey, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hey, every fear is in about you. Within about you is great. Hey, say, you are great.
Just worship him. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Magnify him. Exalt him. Bless his holy name. Eni nako tagaraba babarade kesesu zagara barayasha. Jesus. Pray in the spirit, worship in the spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, we worship you. Nakataya mama marobo besiada. Ale bobo baraba baraba katane godo benene suzua alikre de ketene gado barama maya baladasa you make impossibility possible, you make impossibility possible, aya gaga garaba gada bata. You make impossibility possible. You make impossibility possible. You make impossibility possible. You make impossibility possible.
Sianna tra de que tes
know your greatest desires. Let him know your heart desires. Let him know what you are trusting God for. Speak to him. One more minute, let God hear your voice. The heavens are open. The heavens are open. Laketene kudede ando prodobete si zagarade. Ase katakaraba baba 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 baba. Aleketo gagrede ke zizash. Thank you, Jesus. I can hear in my spirit doors, new doors. New doors, doors of blessing, doors of admission, doors of children, international doors of visas, doors of contracts, doors of marital connection, doors have been shut. At the count of three, you shout, open, open. Now, ears that were not open before will open instantly. And doors have been shut in the spiritual realm will open instantly. At the count of three, you shout, open. And then you force it open. You must not go back empty-handed tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is everywhere, distributing blessings and favors. Long door, ancient doors must open tonight. Doors of good health must open tonight. Elagadabaya barabadabasa. Doors have been shut that cause your frustration. That door must open, the door of blessing. And two, at the count of three, you shall open. One, two, and three, shall open.
doors of prosperity be opened up unto you tonight in the name of Jesus. Channels of progress, marital progress, financial progress, academic progress, health progress, international progress, national progress. Let the channel be opened in the name of Jesus. Every channel of favor that has been shut against you before now be opened in the name of Jesus. And as we partake in this communion tonight, whatever has not been settled before now, health concerns, financial concerns, marital concerns, academic troubles, business challenges, go down into the pit forever in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' name. All heads bowed and all eyes closed while we remain standing. Before we partake of the communion, you are here tonight. You say, Pastor, I want to partake in this communion tonight, but I have one or two things I want to settle with God. I have not settled with God. I want to ask God for mercy. I don't want to partake in the communion without cleaning my conscience, without asking God for mercy. I know the importance of the communion, and I know that I must come before God with humility before I can take it. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want to ask for mercy? All have sinned and have come short of His glory. But you know there are some things unsettled. You want to quickly settle it. I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 3. Also, you are watching us anywhere in the world, in Nigeria here, or anywhere in the world. You also want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Send us an email to that email or the phone number, the WhatsApp or text. Let us know that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. But you are here tonight in the Praise Tabernacle. You want to do that tonight. Just lift your hands where I can see, and I will just pray right now wherever you are standing, and then we can move on. One. God bless you. God bless you. I can see those hands. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Two. You want to just ask God for His mercy. You want God to cleanse you. You don't want to partake in the communion without that important part. Thank you, Jesus. And three. Now, wherever you are, you've lifted your hands up. You can say after me, Lord Jesus. Can you please place your right hand on your chest and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me as your daughter, as your son. I have come to you tonight. Please accept me. Please forgive me. Afresh, I declare you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this once tonight. Let your grace save and let your grace deliver. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Please go for quick counseling.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.